a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among those loved the most. Chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's horn. You just thank the Lord.
Hutkays, the referee looks at his watch.
One.
Any second now.
Two.
And here comes Hurst's one. Some people are on the pitch. Two. They think it's all over.
Three.
It is.
To feel the warmth.
one thrill of confusion that space cadet glow. I've got some bad news for you, sunshine. Pink isn't well, he stayed back at the hotel, and they've sent us a love as a surrogate band. We're gonna find out where you fans really stand. Now, are there any queers in the theater tonight? Get them up against the wall. There's one in the spotlight. He don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. And that one looks Jewish. And that one's a coon. Who let all this riffraff into the room? This one's smoking a joint. And that one's got spots. If I had my way, I'd have all the beer.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
Gracias. Bienvenida.
Whatever that means in Spanish.
That means good evening.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you, Roger.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dave.
You weren't gonna play the whole song, and you played the whole song.
Yeah, but no one knew that but me and you.
Until this moment.
I know, but then I realized it's like a short version of the song.
Okay. So it's fine to lie to your friends.
But then you told me that you didn't care and you're enjoying it.
Yes, that's not what I said, but close enough.
Well, exactly. That's what I was getting at. So, we're in the new studio in my cozy abode.
Live from Scenic Cousin Joe Studios.
Are you still using your monitors?
I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to answer you. For those of you wondering what we're
using. I don't see headphones, so I think so.
I was going to say, it's like a dead giveaway. Why wouldn't you say yes or no?
I was hoping he did their earbuds.
He just
so you
said
can't
he did.
Tell.
He just
I
said
know,
he
but now it's too late.
Oh, no, Royce, we have wireless earbuds. Yeah. I just won't ever turn my head to the side, so you'll never be able to confirm that.
Those AirBuds.
Right?
That's what they're called.
Is that what they're called?
Joe looks like somebody that would buy wireless earbuds. Give me a break.
No, I think they're fucking retarded.
Dude, that's how you're going to get fucking ear cancer. You're going to get ear cancer.
I thought you just said I'm someone that would buy them.
No, that you wouldn't.
Fuck no. And do you know the quality you're losing when you're streaming through Bluetooth? Fuck
ridiculous.
You. No way. It's retarded.
I don't know, man. The new Bluetooth stuff is pretty good.
No matter how good Bluetooth is, though, if you're listening...
Here's what I mean.
That was what I think of it.
Yes.
We got a new Honda Civic. I know. We have a lot of money. And the Honda Civic has...
Well, it's the family automobile. It's not like just... one person's, right?
Yeah, mine and Marie's.
That's the family.
Yeah, that's the only family. And it has Google. It has Google Android Play in it. So you download the app on your Android phone, or if you have an Apple phone, it has Apple Play, and then it basically copies your screen like onto your dashboard. So when you're navigating, you're using your phone's navigation, like with traffic and everything.
Right.
On the actual car screen.
Does it have to be navigation, or could you put Waze on there or whatever you want?
It's only Google Maps.
That's weird because Google owns Waze.
I know they do. Isn't that weird? But see, it doesn't matter. If you have Google Maps now, Google Maps pulls from Waze. So you that's not true. You don't get speed traps. You do get accidents, though.
Yeah, you don't get speed traps, and you don't get how fast you're going and what the speed limit is.
Anyway, my point is that the car has this new Bluetooth.
I thought that was a very humorous anecdote that I just threw in there. No, was I wrong?
No, you were wrong to think it was funny, yes.
That was a very humorous antidote you just shared with everybody who was poisoned, Mike.
Close to the mic, to the camera.
I love it. I can see you real time now. This is wonderful.
Yeah, I was going to say, I ran the Puerto Rican Ethernet down the side of the building.
I love how you just put two different countries together, or two different, not countries, two different regions together.
Talking to the side of the mic. We're not at Hammy's.
You said, I ran Puerto Rican. And those are two different fucking places, man. You need to fucking slow it down. Try
Puerto
one more
Rican,
time.
Puerto Rican Ethernet is stealing Wi-Fi from Starbucks, right?
But I ran Puerto Rican Ethernet is probably like some gangster shit, like spent fucking like cable boxes that you found in like, you know, your neighbor's trash. Wired up with some like fucking Cody sticks and shit.
Professional hacker Joe decided to run the Ethernet cable.
Fucking Joe's part of Anonymous.
Joe.
Seriously.
Joe is so anonymous.
Well, fucking dickheads, if I didn't run the wire, Royce wouldn't be on video with us and looking at us in real time.
Because
I got a neck beer. Jesus, where's my fucking head at? You got on my fucking nerves.
You got
guys,
a neck beard? You're a neck beard?
Are you blaming me because you're a mush mouth idiot? No.
Did you hear that?
Sir.
Royce, he's a neck beard.
Okay, did somebody said.
Holy shit.
So, what I'm saying is.
He's a regular beard. Joe has joining ZZ Top. Okay, that's the announcement.
You heard it here first. Anyone that wants to message me on Facebook, just know that Royce is going to see what you're saying to me as well. Royce is sharing the screen with me. Unlike Dan,
girls go crazy about a Netflix man.
Okay. Now, I could on break, Dave, just put it to the TV. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I have HDMI long enough.
I would really appreciate that.
Hey, stop throwing your money in our face.
I know. You hear this? What if I have HDMI envy?
It's not that I have a lot of money. It's that I was up until I did this debt relief thing that consolidates all my cards into whatever.
Yeah.
Up until that point, I was some kind of rich. I can't, for some reason, it escapes me the term, but I was some kind of rich where I was just like, it's credit card and it's not real money. So I'll just
Native American rich?
I don't think so because they kind of bartered. Things they instead of, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Croatian rich?
Oh, you're getting closer, actually.
Okay. All right.
Let me just lower the monitors. All right. But speaking of my place, I have to get this out there because as soon as it happened, I texted Dave. And what did I say to Dave? So I'm like, does this happen to anyone else? And I think you said no. Just
me. Yeah, no, this is you.
So 2 days ago.
It's literally just you.
2 days ago, Royce, a friend of mine, friend Tom, comes over to hang out for a little bit. We're hanging down here. He follows me outside to take out some garbage, you know, an apartment complex, whatever you want to call it.
What was the dead hooker's name?
The dumpster is, you got to walk to it. It's not like you're in a house that you're used to for 32 years and you got to. So he helps me bring something. We're carrying it out. We're walking. And it's night. It's dark out. Okay. And
I get it.
I didn't realize it was midnight.
Wait.
I get it.
You didn't say what hour it was.
No. No, it was like, you know, 7:30 p.m. is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Dusk.
Okay.
I
see what you mean.
So,
it gets dark earlier this time of year.
Right. And most things you see in that light or lack of light. Anyway.
I think Joe's saying there's a lot of black people there. I don't think he meant nighttime. I think he was using clever code.
I can't believe you couldn't even have a response. It was literally like watching somebody have a brain fart
a
and
liar,
a stroke
Dave.
At the same time.
I'm not a good liar. I
Oh, I know what kind of rich now.
Okay, so.
It's Eskimo, right?
So my Eskimo rich. So my friend, Joe's slowly making renovations to the igloo.
So listen, my friend walks to his car, leave. I walk back in my, what would you call this, Dave?
Townhouse? Domicile?
Townhouse, yeah. It's like a townhouse. Yeah. It's like a row of townhouses. Four people, like four apartments in each little townhouse, right? So there's the main door, of course, to get into the building before you get to your apartment, of course. So that door's always locked, especially at night. And
now is this which interpretation of night is this? Is this like the overall version of night, or is this the 7:30? It's getting dark because it's wintertime night, like you're talking about the other night.
No, just like I said earlier, all I
mean, they can get darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading.
I understand, but all I meant was the lack of light because it was the time of day where it is darkened.
Ah.
That's all.
Okay.
So now I get my key out. I open the door. I'm saying goodbye to my friend, right? And it shuts. And I just hear and keys jingling. So apparently there was someone behind me I didn't see or know was behind me that lives
somewhere in this overall townhouse
in this unit here. Yeah, just one flight up. You know when you walk in the main door?
Yeah.
Straight ahead.
Have you had a chance?
The new people, and I bring that up because I haven't even met them yet.
Haven't had a chance to say hi yet?
No. Well, I'll get to that. I didn't update you.
Okay.
So,
breaking news.
It's this black woman that I swear to you I didn't know was by. But in why would I even have to defend that? How much of a sociopath would I have to be to, regardless of whatever joke you want to make?
Because you knew we were all.
Yeah, but yeah. Why? Why would I do that intentionally, right?
Of course not. No, absolutely
so
not.
So wouldn't, like, if you were that person, wouldn't you think, oh, he must not have... Because there was no... there was no,
right, no sound
noise,
at all. Yeah.
No, I didn't hear footsteps. I had no idea. So I hear the... And now I'm like, I'm halfway, like, up the stairs, and I'm like, should I turn back to... No, it's too late. She's already got a key in the thing, and then it's awkward. So I just went upstairs, because I grabbed something to bring back down here, right? I go in and I grab it, and as I walk out of my door upstairs, now at this point, when I say upstairs, they're in between. They're in between the studio and my place upstairs.
Right, right.
So now they're below me, and I'm stepping out the door, and I hear, quote, "Yo, that guy upstairs, an asshole." And then I hear a man's voice.
All right, so they know you.
Yeah.
And then I hear a man's voice. Why, he ain't open the door for you? Yeah, mother. And then they went in their place, and I couldn't hear. But that was my first encounter.
That's horrible.
And I told Dave on the phone, I'll forever be known as the white devil non-door holding
opening
motherfucker.
Oh, that's not true. Here's what you're gonna do.
Wait, can I just tell you the end?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So
there's
now
an
I'm
epilogue.
Thinking. Now I'm thinking. Yeah. Well, the day after. Ooh. But after that, I hear this, and I really feel bad. I honestly do. I'm like, I don't want that because I had no. So now I'm down here, and I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, all right, what's the time frame where I could just go knock on their door and say, "Were you behind? I'm really sorry if I was going to do that.
I brought y'all a package
of peeps."
But then
the more I thought about it, I'm like, no. Then it looks like I'm trying to cover up. It's all this weird neurosis going on. I'm like, yeah, no, just leave it alone. And next time I don't even know what they look like at this point.
Right.
But I'm like, next time I see new people, I'll just be overly friendly, which I would do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day. Like I said, their door to their apartment, when you open the main door, it's right there. And their door was open. And they were both standing in the doorway because they're bringing a packaging or something. So we're like maybe 8 feet apart, 10 feet apart. So I open the main door and they both look at me.
And
Joe
goes,
guy,
Merry New Year!
And I just go, how you doing? They both stare at me. I go, how's it going? They both stare at me.
Oh, no.
And I just came down here. I did.
Jesus.
I mean, and I was thinking after I came down here, remember, keep in mind this is the next day. Should I have said, wait.
No.
Were you by? No, because then it looks like I'm hiding something.
Nope.
So now it's like, all right, maybe a week I'll give it of the hellos before I give up. But I have a feeling that,
I mean, look,
that fucking Larry David moment is forever. Now I'm going to ask, there's nothing I could do.
You could, if you wanted to, you could say something like, hey, just out of curiosity, I wanted to ask you. It was one day I was walking in, you know, about a week, and I heard something behind me, and I thought maybe it might, but you're going to automatically
remember, there are two other people who live here.
Doesn't matter. So. Right. You're going to come off as, again, defensive, like you feel you got a point to actually.
But like I did in the first place
for,
on
you know,
purpose,
but,
and now
right,
I'm looking
no, I
for.
Would, no, you really.
I can't mention it.
If you do mention it, you seem like you're either scared or autistic.
That's what I'm saying.
I know what to do. It's super simple.
Okay. Should I turn the monitors off for this?
No. Anyway, I wasn't even thinking that. I wasn't even thinking that angle.
Yeah. I didn't finish saying before. For those of you, before the show, we were all talking and Royce was on the monitors, and he wasn't saying anything inappropriate at all on 5.1 surround sound for any.
Yeah, ATS. Dolby Digital 5.1.
Yeah, it was, you know. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, here's what you do.
Yeah, well, how do I get
next
out of
time you see the man, you fucking, as fat, as hard as you can, right in his face, you punch him, right?
Right in his shit.
For a second, I thought he was going to be sincere. Like, I'm looking at Royce's face for the first time in real time, right? And it really looks like, oh, he's going to give me some good advice here.
I'm so jealous because I don't get a chance to see everything, honey. But it's going to get really, really hot if I do.
Oh, baby. Hang on, you fucker. All right. Now, what am I insane? I was going to say to Royce, please go on with your advice.
Will you punch him?
I mean, we're off to a good start. So already, I'm going to have a broken fist, and then I'll end up in the hospital. Okay, so that's where we're at now.
Yeah, you punch him as hard as you can in the face, right?
He's a very big guy, I must say.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Sucker punch
fine
him.
For you because you're not part of this. Yeah, sure.
Sucker punch him. You hit him hard, right?
Right.
And then what you do, put a roll of like nickels in your fist. You know, it pulls your hand, and you fucking knock him out. Then what you do is you start making out with his wife in front of him, and you say, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. It's like, it's kind of like prison rules, and then he'll respect you because you're the alpha dog of the complex.
See, I think he's right. I'd like to think of this more as a living environment and not a prison where I don't have to.
Well, I mean, but you got to look at it as both, man. It's a concrete jungle out here, baby.
Yeah.
What about that dying to stay alive?
What about that sweatshirt?
I really don't. Sorry, I gotta cut in here. I don't live in like a shithole.
I'm fucking.
Or like a fucking. You know, it's not the wire outside my door. It's not like that.
He said it was the wire.
It kind of is. I mean, like I drove in here before. I saw dudes walking around. There were dudes walking around in baggy Carhartt shit before Royce when I was on my way in here, man. It was like I was trying to walk up to Cousin Joe Towers, and it was like, yo, man, what you need?
I don't believe this happened.
And I had to be like, yo, man, I'm just here to see my dude, man.
I don't believe this happened. Let me roll through it real quick.
Nah, man. And I was like, yo, man, chill, dude.
Omar coming.
And they let me in.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Know. Joe, no one's judging you. I do know it's the kind of place where the neighbors, you know, run Ethernet cord through windows. Those guys are assholes. But besides that, it's probably fine. You know it's always funny when somebody goes, this is a great neighborhood. There's no assholes here. You know what that means? You're the fucking dick who doesn't open doors.
I know. This is why I'm bringing it up. And there's no getting out of it. No getting away from it.
You're the problem. You're the fucking problem.
I like how you called it the Larry David situation because that's exactly what it sounds like.
It is.
It sounds like a perfect Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Well, that's not true. Larry David had money.
Okay. Well, aside from that aspect, Royce, thank you for clearing that up. It's
never
just,
where you come from. That's why I got you that sweatshirt that says School of Hard Knocks.
I don't know if I can wear that around here.
Oh, no, sorry. I got it at Key West. It was School of Hard Knockers. It was a gag shirt. I forgot. It's funny seeing the disappointment in real time on your face, by the way.
That's an asshole.
It's amazing. It's the future's here now. Fucking Westworld.
God damn it.
By the way, the best way to experience the Cousin Joe show is through a Samsung VR headset.
Yeah, you saw my headset. You didn't use it.
I saw it. I didn't get a chance to. Did
you wipe
tell
it
me.
Down with Lysol? You're
That's why I didn't even touch it, Royce, because right up front I looked and I was like, oh, a VR box. Like, that's awesome. I was like, well, tell me about that. Like, how cool is it? And he goes, oh, I got it for porn. And I was like,
we talked about this on the last two shows.
But like tonight, seeing it for the first time, like that's what you
made
said to
me.
And I was like, yeah, like you actually have it? And you were like, yeah, I'll make sure you watch more of the show. I know, but I'm sitting there thinking, like, if I watch this, if I put on a fucking VR headset and experience VR porn for the first time, there's not going to be a Cousin Joe show tonight. I'm going to fucking go in your I won't even know if I make it to your bathroom from that fucking comfortable-ass couch you got over there, man, because that motherfucker with that fucking VR box, is it really that good, like VR porn?
Oh, here's a good question. Have you ever jerked off at a friend's house as an adult? Obviously not as a kid. For real, have you?
No, not in a long time. Not.
I'm just wondering. I wonder if that's only something you do, like, you know, as a kid, or you're like, you know, hanging out or staying at a buddy's house for long. You jerk off in the bathroom or something. It's a long weekend. You know what I mean?
No, I that kind of like died. I think like towards like, you know, like mid to late 20s. Like that feeling of like, I gotta go fucking jerk off somewhere. Like,
oh, it's still there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking but right. Yeah. No. And you don't contain yourself? Like, you actually go to the bathroom and jerk off? I'm not saying, like, do you feel compelled to jerk off? I'm saying, like, do you go to their bathroom?
No, and I'm trying to.
But you feel compelled to. You still feel like, man, I would love. You get, like, that impulse of, like, yo, I would just love to duck out and go to the bathroom for, like, five minutes.
No, I'm just trying to think. Like, for example, I stayed at Royce's twice. I never jerked off at his house. I'm trying to think where else
respect.
As an adult, I haven't really stayed over many friends' houses.
Yeah, usually
we're obviously
like,
not talking
like
about girls.
Out. It's like
girlfriends. Obviously.
No, it's like passed out, like you know, like trash. I'm not gonna drive home. Crash here, cool. Yeah, all right, no problem. Type thing.
Yeah,
like when do you ever fucking consciously go? Yeah, oh, no, I'm gonna go stay
where there's
like,
no time to jerk.
Yeah,
off.
Exactly. You either fucking pregame at somebody's house and then go out, or they're having the party at their place. But like, there's really not.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't experienced that in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
Back in the day, I used to jerk off like a motherfucker. If I was staying over at somebody's house, there was at least a 5-minute session in the bathroom at the end of the night.
Well, you remember, you guys be... tell me it's not just me. Do you guys
Dave, you go to one of those male...
I wasn't talking at all.
Male, you know, you're not. Male youth clinics, and they'll give you testosterone replacement stuff, like, really cheap, and you'll be fucking jerking off super...
I'll be fucking...
But you know how easy it is now to fucking stay young? Like, I was looking at pictures of Sylvester Stallone. The guy's fucking 70 years old. He looks better than me now, and he could kick my fucking ass.
He's been taking human growth hormone. He
has stuff, yeah. I
know. Yo, he's going to live forever. Stallone's going to live to be a fucking 140.
You know who else saw a picture of? Arnold Schwarzenegger is 73 and can kick my fucking ass.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger still is. You know what the funny thing is? He started to look saggy a couple of years ago, but with the fucking designer drugs they have and shit these days, yo, they can fucking make you look like you're 20, 30 years younger. It's unbelievable.
That's why we're going to live to 150. I swear to God, we're going to start living to 150.
Oh, that's
going to
be awesome. I'm not going to, but other people around us will.
I'm not going to.
I'm determined to get out of here before 50. I don't know anybody else. But
And Joe's going to overdose in the bathroom of a Chuck E. Cheese, you know, so that's fine.
Oh, that's adorable. As long as it's not a planet,
this is a close friend
ping pong, right?
I'm implying that in the future you'll be working at a Chuck E. Cheese sweeping up and you're going to give up and kill yourself.
Oh, I misunderstood. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying something else.
Joe's going to be one of the bears on the stage, just gets tired of singing the same song all day and just fucking animatronic in his next life. Oh, you only go on
kicking
when
kids
they
in the face.
Yeah. Joe's going to start hitting kids with, for whatever reason, always scratched up pitchers from Chuck E. Cheese. They're always scratched.
All the pictures on the wall, like of all the different like characters in the animatronic thing, have their eyes scratched out and shit.
Oh, God. You know what? If I owned a Chuck E. Cheese franchise, I'd rent that out at night for furries to fuck at.
You know what? I don't doubt that for a second.
Some fucking bank right there.
Dude, that's serious money. You get those fucking freak shows in there, I'm sure they're willing to pay money. Like, you got to figure, people who are willing to dress like furries and then willing to go out and fuck, like, in a big group of other people who are willing to dress like giant stuffed fucking bunny rabbits, they're probably willing to be, let's say, adventurous in terms of their budget to put together, like, a group...
yeah, but then you have to fucking Scotch guard the ball pit.
You're saying they're the same people that would go to cuddle parties with their clothes on?
No. These are people who actually are looking to fuck other people dressed as bunny rabbits, not people who just go to hug people because they're like, I just need to be held.
I want to go to cuddle parties with a pillowcase filled with soda cans and just beat their fucking
head. Just swing that shit, right? Like fucking beat the shit out of Private Pile style. Just
what is the point? What is the point of all that cuddling if you're not gonna fuck? Like, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Makes no sense.
I mean, the only time it makes sense is if you're in love with the girl,
like,
and you're
that's
together.
It, right? But you're not going to a cuddle party with a girl you
not,
love.
You're not just gonna start cuddling some stranger and then go home. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Here's a perfect example. I didn't kiss Marie till the third date, which made the sex on the first two dates very impersonal.
Nice. What was that, Stan Smith? American Dad.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Thank you. I must have deserved that.
I love that. That was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
We were just talking about American Dad.
We were just talking about American Dad before. We were talking about Roger before the show.
Is the best Seth MacFarlane show
out
of all three.
So far. Family Guy had an edge for a while, but eventually...
Are they still
making
Family Guy episodes?
Yeah, but it became too Fox-owned. Like,
American Dad has better writers, period.
Way better writers, absolutely. And Roger is fucking hilarious.
Roger is the fucking funniest, just...
funniest character, I think, on TV at this point outside of South Park.
Is there a quick way to describe Roger for people like me who don't watch the show?
Roger.
Oh, my God. Here, hold on.
He's a bite off of Paul Lynde, who used to be on, like, Hollywood Squares back in the day.
That's
like,
Flaming
exactly.
Homo?
Yeah, flame. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. What's going on here?
Back up when you get loud. I have to reteach you radio all over again.
How do you like my Roger impression, by the way? Oh, what's happening?
That's pretty good, actually.
Thanks. If you go on YouTube, there's more clips of me talking about silly shit. Yeah. Roger, I love that character. I love American Dad way more than Family Guy. Initially, not as much, but over time, I think it's proven itself to be less ridiculous, stupid, shock value shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, same thing with, like, there was a while there where every comic, remember the early 2000s? Every comic was that edgy comic, wanted to be that, I say whatever.
Right. Well, I think Jim Norton started that.
Yeah. But Norton, at least, because they saw Norton's success
with it. Right, exactly. Norton was
good. I thought Norton's fucking hilarious, but then everybody
I wanted to imitate that. Yeah, totally.
You know, and everyone was doing Colin Quinn stuff, too, for a while. It's like, you know, fucking get your own thing. Everyone wanted to be edgy. And it comes across like so fucking try hard that you just go, stop, dude. Fucking,
right. That's really forced. Yeah.
I'm not saying don't fucking say, but at least be witty with them. I'm not going to laugh because you just said abortion. Get out of here. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, it's funny enough on its own. I don't need you to fucking just get up there and say it. Like, just give me a reason.
It's funny enough when you bounce the abortion check because they can't put it back in. That's a good abortion joke. See, there you go. Learn.
Let me spit out my vapor smoke.
That was fantastic. Oh, I actually almost fucking snotted a little bit. That was fucking great.
That was adorable.
845-228-8897. The number.
Excuse
calling,
me,
right?
Darling.
Is that still the number?
Where can a cowpoke get an abortion around here? Sorry, I'll stop. I won't do it again. I just realized I still had the window open.
And I
never close tabs. I have a fucking browser open with like at least 15 tabs open.
I know. I do the same thing. It's not good.
Or have you ever opened your phone and like you hit the browser to show somebody something, you realize you have porn open on it?
Yeah. I've done that with my phone. There was one day.
Or your gallery or whatever. Or if you want to show someone a picture, but you have to hold the phone because if they do, they might swipe left and see your dick or some crazy girl's tits.
I had a day where I was at Walgreens and I was going to pick up a prescription. And I, as soon as I was talking to the pharmacist, I was like, "Oh, hang on, blah blah blah." And I opened my phone, and the first thing that was open was a picture of I forget who the fuck it was, Jessica Biel or somebody. But it was like a dirty picture. It was like something that was like just enough where it was like, "Yo, you're clearly a fucking scumbag," and I got clipped. I got caught.
Admittedly. Oh, dude, you know what happened to me? This is just reminded me, Dave. Okay, so. I have in my house, in my backyard, I have like a Bluetooth speaker, right?
I know it very well.
And it connects automatically normally. And I must have left it on one night. In the morning, I was like, oh, I'm going to have a little jerk sex session.
No.
Yeah. And
Royce always keeps it outside by the pool where there are neighbors very close. And their windows are also very close.
Yeah. So anyway, I went, I was like, I have a little jerk session. I have a little time. I'm going to do a little me time. Well, and I put on the porn, and it starts playing, and I'm like, why am I not hearing it? And I go through a couple of videos, because, you know, sometimes you go through videos that don't have audio.
And I'm sure you kept turning it up.
Really, yeah, I kept turning it up. I kept turning it up. And then I finally hear outside, like, oh, fuck. And I go, oh, shit. And I go, and I stop it, and then I go peek out the window, and there was two neighbors outside walking. You know how, like, behind my old house, Joe, you know, the pool, there was all that field behind it?
Yeah, yeah, where I got yelled at for doing fireworks.
All the people walk their dogs. There were neighbors right behind there walking the dog, and I look, and I go, oh, fuck.
And what time of the day was this?
Probably 8:30.
Was there someone following you?
In the morning.
In the door?
8:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. These people are getting their kids ready to go to school.
Right by the bus stop.
By the way, for the record, I gotta say, for people who obviously don't know, it's not a cheap. It's a good speaker, and the volume can get up there.
It's so loud.
It's very loud.
And normally I have it loud outside because you know you're at the pool and whatever. But dude, it was ridiculous. I was like, all right, well, I guess my fucking neighbors. I mean, I moved there to a different house now, but I was like, my neighbors are never talking to me again.
Right, that's the end of that. That's the end of 4th of July formalities. Hey, happy 4th of July, neighbor.
Well, before we get to stories and all that shit, Dave, you wanted to talk about, you went Christmas shopping. See, I'm lucky enough where I just...
Don't have friends?
Okay, that's one of them. Aside from that, I just fell into this thing where I don't really get gifts. I don't give... and if I do, it'll be like a week or two after Christmas.
Well, that's always a good thing,
too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, that's always a good thing. You don't have to give a gift on December 25th. That's stupid.
Because I'm always too late.
You want to give something, like, obviously to family.
Joe, I have been walking to my mailbox every day, sir, and your present has not arrived yet. You got 3 days, buddy.
What are you doing? Did you send something to Royce
yet? Honestly, I've just looking at my fridge. Not you listeners, but
no,
Dave.
I can see it right now. Directly
Royce
in front of
and Marie's Christmas card. And usually
I get the hatchet.
Usually I get a card from Mitch and Sherry. Not this sad card here. That's their wedding date.
I would argue that my card is worth at least $100, so that's how much my gift has to be worth.
I agree. I think that picture's a form of currency. He's holding a hatchet, for fuck's sake, and wearing a Santa hat.
But the point is, I did think about, but now I have to track down the envelopes. Because if I ask Royce or Mitch for their address, they're going to go, oh, he's going to send me something. And then there's expectations. I want to just find the envelopes and get the address.
I have an idea for you. Holiday idea to get the word out about Cousin Joe. Send envelopes filled with baking soda everywhere, white powder. It'll be snow, you know? Like for the snow.
Oh, this is for the snow.
Have a snowy Christmas. And send it to City Hall because you want
new stations, they love snow.
Yeah, other stations. Oh, yeah. Then just unmarked envelopes. To different places.
You know, I swear, I was just about to say something along the lines of this is satire or something. Then I went, wait, this is the CEO of the station talking. Why am I going to try to defend it? Fuck it. Let it go.
First off, there's nothing, by the way, you know why? There's nothing illegal about mailing baking soda. It is not illegal in any way, shape, or form.
It might cause alarm in certain...
I'm not saying it wouldn't cause alarm, but I'm saying it's not
You
illegal.
Might have to go through some sort of an investigation
process. And of course, by
process.
The way, I will say it. This is satire. Please do not mail baking soda.
Of course.
Okay.
This is a joke. I'm joking around.
But people are that stupid where you have to say that.
You're right. You know what? Don't. Please don't. I'm kidding. This is a joke.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised, Royce.
You're right. You know what? There's people.
No, you'd be surprised how many people have been listening to me for years and like actually think I'm either a racist or a homophobe or a... anti-Semite.
You are, but I mean, all those
are
fine.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, is that right? I mean, like, it's who you are.
We're good friends.
You guys know me. But no, for the list, no. No, seriously,
no, but
though,
it is satirical.
Like they don't
it is.
Get the... Yeah. They think I'm... And we've talked about it before. Like, I don't want those people listening. Like, if you really think that...
Yeah, if you
that
believe
being
anything
serious,
that's being said from a legitimate standpoint,
right, and you think I'm
the
like,
wrong show for you.
If you think, like, you know, this white power tattooed on me while I'm saying this. I don't want you listening. Go away. You do not get it. You're fucking retarded.
Agreed.
I've seen American History X. Don't worry.
But that reminds me of, and we'll get back to the Christmas shopping, Dave. But
oh, great.
Just to get out of the way. We don't have to. I thought you were going to talk about it.
By the way, you know it's been good radio and you haven't got to a story yet. I just want to point that out.
40 minutes in live.
Well, to break you down the fourth wall. Yeah, Dave and I talk about that almost every week. At the end of the show, we go, it's like a, what do you call it, accomplishment to go, dude, we got to no prep.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Yeah, because the shows, when I go through all the stories, I'm like, oh, I probably wasn't a great show, you know?
Because, yeah, but no, I think the same way. And I'm usually right.
Well, the shows where the conversation just flows is like, you know, like we're all hanging out just chilling, you know, like we can bring up topics and then all, you know, exchange what our thoughts are on individual stories and shit. But I find a lot of the time that, like, once we start talking
about,
like,
it's fun to comment
like,
on
what's
certain
going
stories
on,
together.
Yeah, but what's going on in, like, life, like things we can talk about and bring up interchangeably. Like, right. Again, like, to not have to use any prep is fucking
right.
Awesome.
Like
I love
Joe
it.
Coletta's Larry David life, basically.
Right.
It's a very good point.
That seriously was my ringtone for the longest time. I swear to you.
I remember it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I remember hearing it for a while.
It wasn't
actually.
Even that long ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Joe and I have been hanging out for like fucking 5 years, and he's like, oh, I used to have
no,
that
because
as my
I
ringtone.
Also used to have it on
back
like a
when
flip
I
phone.
Was a boy.
No, I also had it on my like my flip phone like
did
10
you
years
really?
Ago. Yeah.
Damn.
Then I brought it back.
Oh, by the way, that's how you fix it with your neighbor. You send him an envelope with snow in it. And
now, when I do that, do I put a return address?
Yes. Yes, the neighbor upstairs.
Yes, you do, and you have Hammy's address. So
okay, and then on like the part where you licked the envelope and that, you know, where the side they open, should I write "Open this door, bitch"?
No. You don't do that.
I don't think they'll open that door.
Every time
this is the door, the envelope.
Be like right, every time absolutely. God closes a door. Every time God closes a door, he opens a window. Please jump out of it.
There's something prophetic about that.
There is. I think most people should jump out of
windows. Yes. Especially if they're female.
That's the reason people think things like that about you.
Yeah. Listen, everything is satirical, but sexism is very real.
No, I'm not really misogynistic. You know me.
I know you.
I'm very sweet to women. Even the batshit crazy ones, I don't like. I used to hammer them because I run into so many. Or I recycle, you know?
Right.
No, Joe, it's funny.
But
I
just like, whatever. What?
It's funny. I agree with you. Like, that happens with me a lot, too. Like, people see all this goofy shit I do on the radio or on the internet or whatever.
And they think that's you.
They think I'm an asshole. But when people actually meet, I've had people that have completely judged me because
you're one of the sweetest friends I have. And I hate saying that because you're a dick and you won't appreciate it. And you'll spin it around and talk about what an asshole I am for real. But I'll say it anyway.
Oh, hey, I wanted to see your face, Royce. Right?
Wait, what? I know you're closing doors, but don't close doors on this friendship.
Royce, I had to see your face on that. I wanted to see if you were blushing after Joe started, finished blowing you just now. He's like, listen, I know you're going to hit, but you're a dick.
No, he will, but he'll wait until he's off camera.
Yes, I'll be nice off air. I'm very nice off air. On air.
That's the thing people don't understand. He really is.
I try to be nice because, there has to be a part of my aspect that isn't poison, or as I call it.
Isn't poison.
Poison. Yeah, we were talking about poison earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about that girl. God, I can't help myself.
We're discussing some poison earlier as well.
People who are poison.
Queers, girls.
Sorry. Again, sexism, homophobia, not present.
Where do they get these ideas, Dave?
I think that it's intolerance on their part. I think other people don't know how to deal with their own bias.
Hey, Joe, thank you for that bottle of wine that you stole and sent to me. I appreciate it.
What did you send to Royce?
A bottle of wine that he said he stole.
I heard Royce likes red wine.
Did you send him a bottle, or did you really steal one and send him?
When Dave hears this when we go to break, it's going to be even funnier.
Yes, it is.
I can't wait, because Joe had to put his hand over his face and tell me a secret when I asked him, did you buy one or steal one?
Man,
oh, my God, I'm lying. Yeah, on break I'll hear the story about that. I can't wait. It already sounded
But amazing. I'm nice in real life.
You don't have to wait till break, Dave. Just look at your text messages and look at the last screenshot I sent you.
When did you send it to
there
me?
You go.
Just now.
Yeah, I sent you and Royce the same things.
When?
The first one.
Joe, you and I will talk while Dave catches up, and we'll know he got it when he starts laughing.
Is this on Facebook or is this
No, text.
I don't have any nothing from you though. None.
Dave, it's a thing we both agreed we wouldn't talk about.
Did your boost?
Wait a minute. No, we can't talk about that then. What are we doing?
I didn't talk about anything.
I didn't say you did. It's all Joe.
He brought it up. I said it up.
What did I bring up? I said I like wine.
No, you said I sent you stolen.
I don't know where you stole it from, but thank you. I said.
Oh, my God. I just caught on. Hi.
Well, I feel like I'm late to the party.
And for those of you... I got to say to the listeners.
I get that.
No, if I was listening to this, I would be irritated because I don't know what's going on.
You should, because it's a real fourth
so
wall built up
I just
here.
Just trust me, and if you've listened to the show before, everything will come out. Some of the things have to marinate for a little bit so people don't hang themselves, but you will hear the story.
I'm the asshole.
Dave just had to get up and walk away. Dave just got up and walked away.
You know what, Joe? I'm done too. Bye. I can't.
What? What happened? What?
You know
what? Royce left. Look at Royce's camera.
I understand why Royce left.
His headphones are swinging.
I came back because I'm trapped inside of this wall of rage.
Why is he wearing that?
Check it out, everybody. It's time. Cousin Royce time.
Are we doing LSD?
Joe, I cannot take you seriously.
I honestly, I hope that everybody, that I'm not even gonna say a fucking thing. I feel like I'm gonna fucking just trip over my own words. Go ahead, Joe. Speak more fucking fantasticness.
That's what I pride myself
Royce,
on.
Those fucking glasses, I gotta tell you, man. If I was fucking eating mushrooms right now, that would be fantastic. If I was in a hypothetical universe, those glasses would fucking be the shit. And even though I'm not, they're still the shit. Don't get me wrong. But if I was tripping my face off, they would be fucking hypnotic.
Oh, fuck. I'd take them off. I'm going to have a seizure.
So anyway, that was some fun banter, right, guys?
Some good hypothetical talk there.
I was just waiting until Royce could hear that.
Hang in there, kitty.
Oh.
The poster. I got a new poster in my
of a cat?
Yeah, hang
kitty.
In there.
It's oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, good.
What do you think I was doing?
I don't know. Wasn't sure what kind of posters you got.
I have pretty cool posters.
Well, listen, you are mega agent Royce Lopez, so I'm sure in your office you have all kinds of inspirational posters.
If you don't believe Dave, just look at Facebook.
That's exactly it.
Not to be confused with mega Asian.
No, no. That's Lois Lopez.
Lois, exactly. Lois. Oh, shit.
Those are Cuban bugs that crawl in your hair. Lois.
Lois. Oh, Fly de Lois.
Oh, fuck.
All right. By the way, you just to continue follow-up from last week briefly, Royce, you ended up watching War Dogs,
War
right?
Dogs is fucking amazing.
You yeah, it was really good,
You
huh?
still haven't seen it. We got to watch haven't. It. We got to watch it.
Marie and I both watched it. And
did
we
she
like
it?
Oh. Yeah, she loved it. It awesome. Was fucking funny. Like, really, really funny.
You know what? I mean,
why do you think it won't be?
Well, here's the thing. I
saw showed you that clip.
You did, and I saw the trailer. Here's the thing. Is that,
I didn't even see the trailer, but...
The trailer is all I really had to go on aside from that clip you showed me. But I don't... I felt like it was like going to be kind of like a hokey movie because here you got, like, Jonah Hill and Miles Teller playing, like, two guys selling... And I know it's a true story. Don't get me wrong, but they're always going to try to fucking,
there's,
like,
of course, the Hollywood
their,
embellishment.
They always got to take
which
liberties,
I would,
absolutely.
Which I would... love to tell Royce what those were, but I don't want to ruin it for you.
I will watch it. You have my word. I'll watch it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to spoil it for you.
I'll
but...
watch it before the next show.
All right.
Is that on DVD or is it still in, like...
Cody.
Not DVD. I mean like
it's
Netflix
on my TV.
Or...
It's on my TV.
It's on your TV. Fuck you. We'll watch it in a couple days.
Okay, then.
That'll be a Christmas gift to me.
Okay. Well, that was the most romantic way of making a date I've ever had.
Can we start a GoFundMe to get Dave a Cody? All we need is like $60.
As long as Mersh opens it and puts his name on it, then they'll get it.
What are you talking about? Has he plugged something?
I'm trying to think. Well.
Oh, fuck.
Alexa, turn on heat. Heat's on.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, well, watch this. Okay, Google, turn on Christmas lights. They're on. My Christmas lights are now on.
I love how Joe is just like, to our listeners who aren't engaged in the 21st century, we have another call coming in on the.
Are the monitors
machines.
On?
Oh, you just hit add.
The monitors
add
are on. All right.
Whatever.
All right.
Yeah, add
group call. All right. Let's bring this in.
Alexa, what is a porch monkey? Did it answer it?
Do we know who's calling in yet before you do this?
Did it answer it?
Oh.
Wait, hang on. Uno momento.
Shit.
Cousin Joe show.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
Spicoli, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
I just called to say hello and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Oh, you too, man. Thank you.
I've been watching the show. You look happy today. I haven't seen you like this in quite a while. It's good to see.
Yeah, it's the first night in the new place with the new studio, so it's kind of exciting and cool. Thank you.
I'm just, throwing it out there, man. You're a longtime viewer, and it's good to see you laughing and having a good time. You should be like that after a while.
Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate that.
I don't appreciate being put on hold. What the fuck was that about?
That's because I have stupid hands and stupid fingers and a lack of technological
experience. Dave accidentally
hung
up on Royce.
I'm sorry, but, Royce. I feel bad now.
Spicoli, what do you...
Great. Joe's not going to steal you any wine.
Okay, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore.
Are you... Can I get some wine?
Do we have a caller on the...
I'm sorry. Oh, Spicoli. I'm sorry. Spicoli, man. Merry
it's
Christmas, man.
One of the
man.
Rare times that a listener says something nice to me. So can
you're
I enjoy that for
you
2 minutes?
You know what? Bask in the glory.
Hey, thank Spicoli, you. Are you from Tampa?
Yes, sir.
I can tell by the area code. Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I'm in Davenport, out in the sticks.
Oh, you're not far away. You're not
nope,
far away at all.
Nope.
Isn't it nice to have Christmas at 80 degrees?
Oh,
it
fuck
is wonderful.
You guys, man.
Wonderful. And I don't have any
fuck
neighbors yelling at me
guys.
For closing doors.
Hey, I'm wearing shorts, you know.
Oh yeah, so yeah, am I. But Joe doesn't do that even in heat because he doesn't like his ankles. He's very self-conscious. I know that.
Fuck.
Joe can't wear tight pants with his huge cack.
Thank you.
Very.
Joe puts on skinny jeans and looks like a fucking sausage.
On purpose.
That's what you do. Show your neighbors your dick. Alpha male him.
Every time he wears jeans, they call him Dirk Diggler.
Oh, God. Yeah, because he ends up crying in the mirror.
tugging the taffy dick.
You want to kiss me on the mouth?
Want to kiss me or?
So how much you bench?
That was a.
You tell me.
That was an amazing scene. I want to kiss you on the mouth. No.
No.
And then it's
Scotty.
And then it's
Scotty. What's
the reaction
fuck?
Is the logical alternative. Oh, you want to kiss me then?
Scotty, what's wrong with you, Scotty?
The movie was like that. Yeah. Shut up, Scotty. Mind your own business.
Yeah, Scotty was just a weird, out of place character.
Boogie
Every
Nights
time that
Netflix,
movie's on, I you know have to watch it.
You know, he was just written into that movie for that one scene.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second.
That was it. But it works. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Hey.
I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm a fucking idiot. My favorite scene is the firecracker throwing.
Oh, without a doubt.
With the fucking gay Puerto Rican.
And
what
the
half shirt?
Who's the guy who played that character?
Gay
in that
Puerto
movie?
Rican or the little Chinese boy that was throwing the firecracker?
Oh, I got people I don't like mixed
who's
up.
Who's the guy who played the Eddie Nash character in that movie?
No, you're thinking of the Wonderland.
No. But there was the dude who owned the house that they were in during that scene.
You know what I'm talking about? Wonderland
I
was.
What are talking about?
That was
Eric Bogosian. Yeah,
as
I'm talking about
that was
in,
Eddie
in
Nash.
Boogie Nights.
Yes.
In Boogie Nights, I have no idea.
The house they went to.
No, I know what you're talking.
The guy who played Dr. Octopus.
We don't know,
in
Dave.
Fucking Spider-Man. Fuck you, you don't know.
Okay, I'm fucked.
He's got coke, and he's got drugs in that bedroom underneath that bed.
Exactly.
That's such a great movie. With that guy's mustache. That guy
holy
was perfect
shit.
For that role. All right, Spicoli, thank you so much. I appreciate it, man.
Ah, no problem, man. You guys have a good show. I'll be online chatting with you guys online. And just want to say happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'll be
you
in touch.
You too, sir.
Same to you, brother.
Sounds take good. Care. All right, man. Have a good night. Thank you.
Take care, man.
There goes
another
Spicoli.
Movie that William H. Macy was great in.
That's
Boogie
right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was another amazing, well, I was going to say scene, but just the whole sequence of.
Yeah,
the arc in his own little storyline.
What about that one scene that was clearly a fuck up that they kept in? My wife sitting down there with an ass in her cock.
I've always wondered if that was a fuck up or if it was done on purpose because you would be so flustered.
I think it's a fuck up and they kept it in there.
No, I read about it. He was supposed to say it the right way. Because that scene that bothered me too when I looked it up. He was supposed to say it the right way, but he for whatever reason that day he couldn't do it. And then they decided, fuck it, it was funny to keep it.
It was perfect.
It's more realistic to me.
Yeah, it worked perfectly. Because
you're
absolutely.
So fucking yeah.
My wife's down there with an ass in her cock. Yeah.
Right.
Alfred Molina, by the way, was the guy who played the dude who owned the house.
Don't care.
The firecracker.
Don't
fuck
care.
Fuck you, Joe. Merry
fourth
Christmas.
Time Dave told me to fuck myself. Oh, but
it
he,
is. Oh,
he
yeah.
just redeemed it by saying Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe. I sent you a gift.
My fucking wife has her ass and her cock in the driveway, all right? Sorry if my thoughts aren't with the photography.
I love when the guy's like, he's like, no, I mean, it's only the cinematography. I mean, he's, are you giving me shit? Are you giving me shit right now? My wife's sitting down there in the driveway with an ass in her cock. I was like, what?
You got the touch.
You got the power.
Dennis in the chat, he put, looks like Keanu Reeves in the... Jefferson.
It looks like a Keanu Reeves. That's your beard, dude. You got a Keanu beard.
That's not a compliment.
Dude,
just,
no, it's not a bad thing. That's
no,
a fucking
just
well,
like,
I
look.
I'll tell you what. That's not a bad beard, dude.
Look, just like Keanu,
fuck
though,
you,
he's got a fifth time.
I can't grow that shit. I'm sorry, that's a fifth time. I'm
but
sorry.
The point is, he can't either. He's got a Chernobyl spot like I do.
Yeah, see, it looks like Keanu now. Joe's Keanu Leaves.
It came from Dennis, so I know it's not a compliment, is my point.
I think it's a compliment.
It came, once again, it came from Dennis.
Well, he's from the Ukraine, right? I mean, like, where's...
Was that their way of being nice?
Yes,
being
I think it's a compliment to say you look like one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
If somebody sent me a picture of one of the biggest stars of Hollywood and said, Dave, this is you, and wasn't being a total fucking...
You general. Know what? You're right. You know what? Joe does look like Dame Judi Dench. She's a great actress.
Biscuit in the chat says it looks like a hurricane. It really does. When they map out the fucking weather and
here's Joe's beard, rocked you like a hurricane.
Dare I say, mine is better.
I actually think that your beard is more filled in at a much younger age than Keanu Reeves is at like 50 something.
I don't even think you have an age has to do with it. It's just genetic. This is terrible. Whatever. I just got complimented on that again yesterday. Woman in the doctor's office, just you look good with a beard.
Was it when you closed the door in her face?
By the doctor's office, just me in his front door.
Joe the slam Coletta.
Well, the mail did come from South Africa, so it was the same.
South African rich?
South African rich. I do this shit for all my homies.
Charlize Theron is from South Africa, you know, and those aliens from District 9.
She totally ruined herself.
Charlize Theron back in the day, you know what it is? She started She'd taking still herself too seriously.
No, you don't understand. Plastic surgery. She fucked herself.
She doesn't look good now? I think she still looks good.
Pull it up. I'm pretty sure she's one of those that really look like shit now.
You know what? I thought that back when she first started acting and she was in like The Devil's Advocate, a couple things like that, when she actually really started, like...
Ever see 2 Days in the Valley? With Danny Aiello? She was in that. And
never saw it,
like,
no.
One of her hottest roles.
I mean, like, I thought she looked great in Devil's Advocate when she had, like, the curly blonde hair. Like, she almost looked like a fucking doll.
Wait, I thought that was Ashley Judd.
No.
This is her now. This is her this year.
I think she still looks good. She looks like Sharon Stone, though,
now. It's not as bad as I thought, but...
She's like fucking Sharon Stone.
All right. Maybe I was thinking of Drew Barrymore. I don't know.
You must be thinking of someone else. You might be thinking of Meg Ryan. She looks like a foot now.
No, she looks like the fucking chicken, the female gremlin in Gremlins 2.
Yeah, but for the last 20 years,
Charlize Theron is hot.
Charlize Theron looks great,
man. I'm thinking of someone else.
You know what it is? She really took Sharon Stone's place in Hollywood.
As a matter of fact, it kind of looks like Charlize Theron really hasn't had any surgery done.
Yeah, no, I had to be thinking of someone else. But it's someone around her age that my point is, she would look perfectly fine and hot still if they didn't put a bunch of fucking plastic in her face.
Oh, yeah, they plaster their faces up. When are they going to learn it never works? Like, that's the one thing that you'll never convince us of. Like, you're not going to put, like, Lena Dunham out there and ever convince anybody that she's attractive in any way, no matter how much makeup or how much shit. But they try. They try.
Yeah, but Lena Dunham wanted an abortion.
I know. How fucking great is that?
No, but Dave, what I'm saying even worse is girls that are already hot.
Yeah.
Then get that shit done and ruin themselves.
See, here's the thing. I don't want a chick who has any kind of plastic surgery or any of that.
Yeah,
any girl who's already like prone to be
first of all screams insecure.
Exactly. Yeah. But then beyond that, it's where does it fucking stop? Where's the line?
Once you're
willing to change
one
thing, why not two things? Why not three things? You know, they continue to get plastic surgery. It's an addiction, like tattoos and shit.
The last crazy one.
Yeah, yeah.
Told me. I'll tell you. So up until now, she's in her 20s.
Was she whining about it?
No. She's like proud of it. This is
whining.
Just so you know, Royce. This is crazy bitch before the current crazy bitch. Now,
I got you.
Okay, the bunny.
I got you.
The bunny.
I got you.
She gets her lips injected with, I guess, saline, like every month.
Collagen?
It's not collagen, it's saline?
I don't know. Okay, that.
Whatever it is.
And they get sore and shit every month. And she had her top
cheekbones
implants in her cheek.
She got implants
and
in her cheekbones?
And I've known her for a while, so I've seen pictures of before that.
Yeah.
And she looks 100% better without them.
Actually, you showed me pictures.
Yeah, that's right.
Prior to any work,
so much better.
Here's the thing:
to answer your question, next is a nose job. which is not needed. It's going to look even worse.
Why are you...
But like you said,
at
insecure.
At some point, can't you accept right? Like, you look at yourself and say, you know what? I like who I am regardless. Like...
And the hilarious thing is, but this is the ironic and hilarious thing to me, Dave, is I'm not, believe it or not, this much of a dick to say this to her, probably because she blocked my number, but otherwise I would, and it would just be simply, no, it's inside your head you need to spend money on, not outside.
Nobody gives
you're perfectly
a shit,
fine.
Right?
You're actually hot. I don't mind telling you that. What you need to work on is in your head,
right.
Not
it's
the front.
Your personality.
Yeah, but
it's
here's
who
the problem.
You are.
The problem, she fixes what's wrong in her head, then she won't want to date guys like you. So it's kind of a catch 22.
Well,
am I using that right? Catch 22?
Yeah, I'm glad that's the part you focused on.
Lois Lopez.
Aside
everybody.
From that, we never like officially
Mega Asian.
Mega Asian.
It was always
Lois Lopez.
Sorry.
Number one Asian, a Japanese aging for all the superstar.
Wow,
Lisa Lopez.
Joe really trims his neck well when he shaves, when he puts his head back in disbelief. You can really see how he trims his beard hair.
No more neck beard. Not for
Joe. Joe, I love you, buddy.
I love you too. Biscuit says it's all vanity. Well, yeah.
It is all vanity, 100%.
Which is not a good thing.
No, but it's systematic, or not systematic, symptomatic of
or I guess
the generation
you say
we live
it's
in.
It's not always a good thing. I don't know.
No, it's symptomatic of the generation we live in. Everything, and not even just this generation,
but again, she's
it's always
in her,
been vanity.
I mean, the example I'm talking about, the girl's in her fucking 20s, dude.
Yeah, and
she's
going to look like
she's
a fucking plastic monster before she's 40, dude.
That's what I'm saying. By the time
the
she's 35, she's going to have
like
she's a fucking
look like
alien.
Cat lady.
I agree, man.
She's 60 and looks like she's 100.
People go overboard with that shit, dude. It gets fucking, like, just weird. Like, they don't look like we said earlier, look at Meg Ryan. She doesn't look like the same person.
No, not at all.
But she keeps getting more and more shit to make it worse.
What about Renee Zellweger? You see that shit with her, Royce?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. Oh, my God.
Renee Zellweger looks like a different person and claims to have had nothing done. And it's like, yo, you used to look like you were sucking on a lemon at all times.
Sorry. Dave, she claimed what?
She claims she didn't have any work done. Renee Zellweger. Thank you, Jonah. Renee Zellweger. Yeah, she. I don't know how to fucking search and put pictures in the chat. I've been doing the show for years, and I have no idea.
I don't either. To be fair with you.
Yeah. But Renee Zellweger, if you can find a before and after. Yeah. Look at her now. Look at her on the left. That is not the same actress. Who was in Me, Myself, and Irene.
I've seen worse photos than that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen her look
like she's clearly had work done.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm saying.
She says she hasn't, but I mean, like.
There you go. Look at that.
You don't look like the same person. Your hairline's different. Your fucking face is there. Not like the same, like, Joker, like, I get a grin again and again. Like, she's got that going on, but, like, aside from her dimples and her cheekbones, the rest of the face is different.
And the thing is, the best part is, if you said anything about it, like, you would get attacked by social justice warriors saying, it doesn't matter if you get surgery, who cares?
Right, God
forbid.
I'm like,
I don't know, because if all of a sudden tomorrow Robert De Niro got a third eye, I'm going to fucking talk about it.
But now you're still being misogynistic.
Royce, you're being a little bit out of hand here, Royce. You want to talk about the third eye?
A little bit.
Talk about the third eye, Royce. I don't like that.
A little bit.
You saw Scorsese, that new movie he's making. He's going to de-age them digitally, De Niro and
Pacino, Pesci. Right?
Wait.
Pacino.
What? I heard
De Niro,
nothing about
Pacino,
this.
Pesci, Harvey Keitel. I forget who's in it. It's
I'm
like
making
a Boston
movie called The Irishman.
Yeah, it's a Boston mob movie.
Okay, so he's making a new movie.
New Boston mob movie, completely different.
But he's going to do what with the
actors?
He's de-aging them, like, digitally. You know how they made Anthony Hopkins look young in Westworld?
Exactly.
I didn't even know they did that. I thought looked good for
his
age.
There were a couple scenes. They brought him down a decent period of time, yeah.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I never even thought of that. Like, because in films for years and years, even before good special effects, they would do the opposite. They make the person look older. I've never seen an example until you just brought it up. Of course, there's got to be a digital way. I just never thought of that.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, how much younger? I mean, it's a story, so it's got to be significant, right?
What they do is they typically get a double of some sort.
I mean, the Scorsese thing.
Oh, the Scorsese thing is what's the name of this movie, Royce? I forget what it's called.
The Irishman. Look in the chat room. That's what they did with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, okay, not like And flashback scenes. Oh shit. Yeah.
But
wow.
I mean, like, he's got to be like in that shot.
That's
right
just
there.
Not dyeing his hair. Yeah. No, I got you.
No. I mean, like, I think they cleaned up the wrinkles and everything. Like, I think overall, he looks probably 30 years younger in that shot. Maybe 40 years younger than the guy.
No,
he is the old man. At
that's
the end.
Really well done. However the fuck they do it.
And Biscuit's right. It is going to all be CGI soon. You're 100% right. Soon you won't even need actors. The great actors of all time that they want to make movies with after they're dead posthumously.
That.
Oh, I think not like in the next year or two, but I think within the next decade, we'll be at the point where if they want to make a movie with Humphrey Bogart in 2026, why the fuck not?
In different scenes.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't be like continuity, like the same thing, like moving normal and everything. But I mean, maybe at some
point. I can't say no.
Realistically.
I'll be right back. I got to walk my dog. I think she needs to pee. She's bugging me. I'll be right back.
All right. Go ahead. Better be fucking quick. All right. So, where did you want to go, honey?
I thought that
I really want to do this one with Royce.
All right.
Is there anything to...
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, we could find out what porn stars would do if they were president. There's been a lot of political talk over our presidency.
Wait, so we can find out what porn stars would do if they were the president? If they were the president-elect.
If they were the president. Yes.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Let's see. Let me move this down here. There we are. Okay.
I like how you put that on the screen there so I can see it too. Wow, Adam Edwards is right. I couldn't shit with Michael Douglas.
In what?
I don't know what the name of the movie is.
Maybe it was that. Was he in the sequel? It was a sequel, right? To Wolf of Wall Street? No, what am I talking about? Wolf of what?
No, Wall Street. There was Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps or some shit.
That was the original movie, just Wall Street, right?
Yeah, the second one was Money Never Sleeps.
He wasn't in that. Right?
He was.
He was. Yeah. So maybe that? I don't know.
Possible. Dude, they had
I was trying to think
Charlie
of the last.
Sheen. They even brought Charlie Sheen in for like a quick cameo in that. It was so ridiculous. Like Shia LaBeouf.
I didn't even
room,
see it.
And he sees, what do you call it? He sees Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen does, and it's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, you're the guy. And it was like this weird, like, we don't need nostalgia to the movie. Like, Bud Fox isn't still on the scene.
There's,
we got the idea, Bud
but
Fox.
But you know, there's that amount of people that. That's all they want to see.
That's it.
That's
the
reason they
I know
want.
You don't watch Star Wars, but it's the same
no,
reason
I
when
do
they did
not.
Like the fucking when they did the prequels, they had to bring C-3PO and R2-D2, the two robots, into it. It's because they felt like people needed something nostalgic.
Now, because I know not just to you but to many people listening, I'm going to sound utterly retarded more than usual. Do they not have to do with each other's storyline? Is there basically no reason for them to be together, is what you're saying?
Well, here's the thing. When George Lucas...
Please don't explain Star Wars to me for 2 hours.
No. George Lucas made 3 movies initially.
I will fall asleep.
And they were... No, listen to me. Fucking shut up. Don't fall asleep, bro. I'm going to fucking sit here and keep snapping your ear.
Wow.
So here's the thing. They started off with episodes 4, 5, and 6. He didn't write prequels. He didn't write fucking sequels. He just wrote those.
I thought he wrote them all.
No, he just wrote the fucking the
then
series.
Then why do fans
was.
Give him? I'm
well,
the one
the
saying,
thing.
"Don't tell me too much," and I'm asking all these questions.
He decided to go back and tell a pre story to think. He left it open ended enough where he could tell a story later on if he wanted to. So what he did is he came out with this bullshit series that was horrendous with ridiculous special effects and CGI shit.
Is that
where
the
back
one
in the day
with
was
the
puppets.
Phantom Menace and that shit?
Yeah, exactly. That's
all right.
Where it started.
So he wrote that.
Yeah.
All right.
The original series, though, the original 3 movies. It was puppets and animatronics and not
because
well,
it was the '70s or whatever
exactly. But yeah. Dude, like the effects that
so
they
he was trying
had
to make up for the
shit were incredible. But he tried to bring it up
to
make up grand for the scale of what we can do now.
Right,
and he turned it into shit. But in the meantime, he brought.
In other words, there was no plot storyline really. It was just based on the effects.
It was more effects driven
than
story driven.
I gotcha.
It felt like a lot of what they did they could have consolidated in one movie. But the point is, the two robots. Who started off in Star Wars and then Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, R2-D2 and C-3PO had no point in being in the prequels, but for nostalgia's sake, they were brought in from the first movie, so it was like, hey, remember these familiar faces in the middle of this? It's like, you don't need to pander to your audience. If you believe in your product, you just give them what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But they don't. It seems like Hollywood's gotten away from that. Like, they feel like they need to always give you that thing, like, hey, remember this? Hey, remember so-and-so? Here's the happy sock puppet. Mm. And it's like, nah, just give me the fucking story. If I'm here supporting the movie, if I'm already paying, do I look like... Do people actually need nostalgia? I guess they do.
Most people, exactly. Most people do.
Look at... What's her name? Jada Pinkett Smith. By the way, Jada Pinkett was in The Nutty Professor. She was so, like, gorgeous.
I thought you were going to say Independence Day.
No, no, no. That was Vivica Fox. Oh, she was so hot in The Nutty Professor, like gorgeous, just so like.
Thank you for cutting.
But
me
now
off.
She looks
say something bad.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, look at her on the right. She looks like Lion-O from Thundercats. By the way, that's if you're in the chat. And thank you, Dennis, for posting her Lion-O
put it on
picture
the screen as well.
Nice.
Since Royce is gone, I can cover his area with Serena Williams or whoever that is. Told you.
That is the wife of Will Smith. Actually, I'm sorry. That is the husband of Will Smith.
Oh, okay.
And she is a strapping, strong man, woman, man.
Who said strap on?
We're talking about Jada Pinkett. If you look at the picture of her on the left and the right, pre and post surgery, she went from being like gorgeous to Lion-O from the Thundercats.
I'd fuck him.
He'd fuck you.
Very good point.
He is a very, very strong, independent man, woman. And I think that she's going to probably rape Will Smith and take half of what he has.
She already has raped him. Oh, you mean money-wise.
Yeah, well, but yeah, no, she already has money-wise. But
haven't they been together for 20 years?
I think they have. But here's what's
weird.
They
have a relationship. I read somewhere, actually, they have an open relationship, and that's why they've lasted so long.
And that's something I've heard as well. I heard that the whole thing with Will Smith and Margot Robbie after...
Oh, yeah. I think
that's like Margot Robbie?
Oh, yeah. That was, like, legit. They did that movie
good for
together.
Him. I mean, I don't like Will Smith,
or whatever,
but still.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, like... These days in Hollywood, like, they're very weird people. Now, think about this. Will,
this is news to me. Hollywood people are weird?
Yeah, they're very strange. Here's why I say that. Now, check it out. Will and Jada get married. They have a boy, and they name him Jaden after the mother. They have a girl, and they name her, what's her name?
Willow.
Willis? Willow. So, I mean, like, at some point, like, it's very strange that, like, they try to...
Why do I know
feminize
that?
A masculine name and masculinize a feminine name, right? Why do you know that, Royce? Like, I needed help. Thank you.
How often do you two faggots visit TMZ? What are you? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Will and Jada have Willow and Jaden.
You're making it worse.
I'm trying to explain to you that it's very weird that they would name a girl
I got that.
After the father.
No, they got it backwards. I know that.
Yes, and that's why the boy is wearing fucking women's clothing for fucking
that part
Dolce
&
Gabbana or whatever the fuck
that
it is. Louis Vuitton.
I wasn't aware of that part.
Royce, you've seen that, right? Yeah, Joe's favorite brand is Louis Vuitton. Joe's Louis Vuitton Don. But
I'm going to get Joe a Louis Vuitton sleeve for his fleshlight.
Ooh, you should. Oh, my goodness. He would love to see that brown LV fucking, like, flowing silk.
I
cock sleeve scarf.
You know, I've had this place myself since September. I've used the fleshlight only once. I should use it more often.
You should.
Sorry, I'm just having a conversation with myself.
I love how you got a VR headset and you're like, I've only fucked my fleshlight once. If you've got a fucking
not
fleshlight
with the VR.
And a VR headset, you have.
I got it now.
Holy shit, how is that not your first thought?
I know.
Jesus, I would have been all over that. Not your fleshlight, but I mean, like, my fleshlight if I had VR.
Rookie move, Joe.
Royce, I didn't know you smoked cigarettes.
Oh, I don't. This is my one hitter.
I was giving you, like, an out, so you didn't have to say that, but okay. It looks very real on camera. Like, I have one of those, but it's shorter and ceramic, and I don't know.
Yeah, what I do is, but what I'm doing is I'm actually smoking tobacco out of it because I would never smoke an illegal product.
Oh, I see what you did. You rolled up the what they would call the roach of the tobacco and put it in the
right. What I do is what happened to me was I've been watching Westworld a lot, and you know how they roll their own cigarettes?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That happened. Yeah, I get influenced by films and TV as well. Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, I've been rolling my own cigarettes, and I just sit around and go talk about. Remember when the coloreds were our slaves?
I gotta lower my monitors.
Well, my monitors.
By the way, for those of you, unlike us, superstars in the radio biz,
yes.
Monitors mean speakers, not like TV screens.
That's why we are not wearing headphones.
We're talking about speakers.
In the industry known as cans.
Thank you.
Now you fucking got me. I want monitors now. God damn it. I hate you.
You look like an idiot with those big things on your head. It's so 90s, you dumb fuck.
Yeah. At least my fucking beard doesn't have holes in it. Leukemia.
I don't even know what that means.
You have patchy beard. You're a bitch.
Oh, I thought you said my beer. That's where my mind
your
goes.
Your
oh, my
bees.
Beard. Oh,
you thought you said leukemia beer?
Oh, now.
What the fuck does that mean?
Now it's hurtful. Okay. See, Royce, I'm going to leave this up to you because we were about to get to something before you walked out. do you want to go with Ask a Porn Star, which is like a series, I guess. They reveal what they'd do if they were president. Or do you want to check out, and of course we could do both, but right now, or do you want to check out Vin Diesel drunk off his, are you shitting or pissing? You'll be 10 seconds. You'll have it. Relax yourself. Dave just walked to the bathroom and said, no, save that.
Before you start the story, then, we'll fill some time. I pick Vin Diesel. I'm going to pick Vin Diesel. That's okay. My vote.
Dave found this when we were setting up.
I hate him.
Dave and I said the same exact thing.
He's a mumble-mouthed fuck.
Before we go on, though, I got to say this. And if Dave can hear me, I think he's seen this as well. Vin Diesel was in one movie that was good. And it's a Sidney Lumet film. So it has to be good.
Cyndi Lauper film?
No. I believe okay. I said Sidney Lumet.
Okay.
And it's called Find Me Guilty.
I just want to have fun.
It was actually, I believe it was, I mean, you could just sing to yourself if you want. I'll shut up.
No, I'll stop.
Royce, yes. You do know who Sidney Lumet is, right?
No, who's Sidney Lumet? Seriously, I don't.
The director?
Yeah.
What did he direct? Fucking just
okay,
tell me.
Dog Day Afternoon.
What was the other one that he did with
more than
Pacino?
One.
No, he did a couple with Pacino. He did Dog Day Afternoon. Was he Serpico?
No, that was Dino De Laurentiis.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
Sidney Lumet?
Yeah, because we were talking, I was saying, Dave, there's only one film I actually enjoy that Vin Diesel's in, and it's called Find Me Guilty, which was Sidney Lumet's, I believe, last film.
Who was in that?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, really?
It's a true story. I'll play the trailer
in
a second.
Oh, that was the one of him with the fucking ridiculous wig in the court?
He's in the court, but I don't think he was.
Oh, God, it was ridiculous. That movie sucked the fuck.
No, it was good. Okay.
Nah, it wasn't.
So let me just run down a couple. Network.
Oh, 12 Angry Men. You could have said that.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Classic.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. That was
the first time I got a chance to see Marissa Tomei naked.
Then apparently you haven't seen The Wrestler.
No, The Wrestler was after that. It was just after that.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah, that was his last film before The Devil Knows You're Dead. But before that, all right, let's check out the trailer.
Serpico.
Serpico, right?
Oh, he did. Okay, so I guess Dino De Laurentiis just produced it. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm looking it up.
So, yeah, this is, I mean, he's in the league of Scorsese, Coppola.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, check out this trailer.
I'm looking.
I find this movie great. Dave hates it. But it is based on a true story. And I checked it out. It's really not Hollywooded up. Like, the dialogue is from the court transcripts. So, check it out.
Okay.
Tell me what you think.
Never lost the case.
You're all going down.
The men you see before you have engaged in all sorts of criminal activities.
20 defendants, 76 counts, at least 4 prosecutors. Tapes, surveillance videos.
Mr. Denosha, you're on.
Hi. I'm Jackie D'Annunzio. I'm defending myself in this case. I'm going to be my own lawyer.
Have you had any legal experience?
I've been in prison half my life. Sometimes I think I had too much legal experience. What do I need with the lawyers?
It's not just you. They get one of you for spitting on the sidewalk and all of you can go down.
It looks to me like he's hurting us. I'm separating him from the case.
It's not up to you.
You want to bet?
The Brunos want you dead.
Those guys love me, man.
Love you? Puts 4 bullets in you and he loves you?
Yeah, he loves me.
Now cut your heart out.
I want to offer a deal.
I rattle my friends.
You have no friends.
You know what the 2 best words in the English language are? Things change. Do you know that this government offered me a deal?
To lie about these men?
Objection!
Jackie D, don't rat.
One of the lady jurors said he was cute.
What is wrong with these people?
Isn't the real reason you're testifying here because I refuse sexual advances from you? To... You want to suck on this instead?
You and me,
feel that the prosecutor was right?
Mother Jackie! You swing at him in this courthouse, this case is over.
Don't take it out on my friends here.
We're gonna go traveling and have us a fling.
Now find me guilty.
You just wait and see.
How do I look, good?
Nothing but the best is good enough.
May I have a sidebar? I ordered creamy peanut butter and they brought me chunky.
This isn't my department.
Nothing but the best is good enough for me.
That was real court transcript. He said to a fucking judge, I asked for peanut butter.
That line I can't be sure about.
Okay.
But he did represent himself and he did say what he said in court in the movie. Not every line, maybe. You know.
Well, Hollywood has to always embellish a little bit. So,
but he was in real life. The character he's based, the same name, Jackie DeNorcio, was a made guy in the DiCavalcante family, which is New Jersey's mafia. It's what The Sopranos are based on. Yeah. And he, well, I'm not going to ruin the movie for you.
No, you can.
I'm gonna watch it, actually. That interested me. I'm going to check it out.
I mean, honestly, in the trailer, I could see where you would see some spots and go, that's kind of hokey or whatever.
Well, even in the movie. I was flipping through the channels one day and I saw a couple minutes. I was just like, I can't take him.
You didn't watch the whole movie?
No.
All right, look, Dave, listen to me. Yeah. I hate Vin Diesel as well. But I'm telling you, try to watch this movie. I think you'll like it.
Yeah?
It really is. It's well done.
You know what? Fine.
It really is.
You haven't steered me wrong in terms of movies where I've said in the past, like, that's not, like, even Hateful Eight, I was like, I have no interest. And you said, watch it. I watched it.
You're never going to watch it again.
I'll never watch it again,
once.
But it was good.
It's good once.
It was good. Same as Revenant. Revenant was
right.
Great
once. Once.
Never again.
Right. There's no reason to own it.
Exactly.
You don't need to go buy it on Blu-ray.
Back to it.
But yeah, it's called Find Me Guilty, Royce. I would definitely check it out. I think you would like
it.
Oh,
I will. I'm going to check it out. I like Peter Dinklage is in it, too. The midget. He's pretty good.
Yeah. I know he's known for Game of Thrones, but before that, he's been in a couple things, but...
He's been in a lot of things. He's a good actor. He really is.
Yeah.
Another dude from New Jersey. He's from New Jersey, too.
The midget or Vin Diesel?
The midget. I think Vin Diesel might be as well.
I can see them both. But all right, let's... So now you saw Vin Diesel in, if you agree with my opinion, his only good acting role ever. Now let's see him in an interview.
I mean, that and the Fast and the Furious, of course.
Actually,
he was all right in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He was all right in that, but nobody was bad in that.
I got to agree with you. But again, just like Sidney Lumet, think about the people that
were
behind.
Right, he's working with Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks producing. It's a bigger thing, absolutely.
Right. All right. So.
You got to skip, I think, about 4 minutes.
Yeah, you check this out before the show.
Yeah, you got to fast forward a few minutes into the.
You want to on the mic, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You need to.
You want to just give like a little setup, just a little
background? Yeah. So we ended up seeing something earlier about a real cringeworthy Vin Diesel interview, and obviously it piqued both of our interests because we're not Vin Diesel fans, and I don't know if there
all,
is such
aside
a thing.
From that movie. I don't think
as
there
a Vin
is.
Vin Diesel fan, like people so. Might like that fucking weird Witch Hunter movie he did. It's so fucking weird, but. There's a lot of Vin Diesel fans?
Yeah, 15-year-old girls.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. The ones who look at their dad and they're like, I'm
fixated on the bald guys.
I'm going to tell you how many Vin Diesel fans there are. Well, keep going. I'll pull it up. Don't worry. I'll pull it up.
I love it. We're going to get fact-checking on the amount of Vin Diesel fans worldwide, too. This is so fantastic. By the way, Dennis just said I like Pitch Black. So did I. I like Pitch Black,
and
I like the second movie, The Chronicles of Riddick. And by the way, the lawyer who was the prosecutor in the trailer for the movie Joe just showed. What was it called again?
Find Me Guilty.
The prosecutor in that was also the dude in Chronicles of Riddick who died on the planet. He had the weird shit on his head and left Riddick there to fucking take the ship and
never
died in a fucking fireball. So, trust me, Dennis,
like
I'm all with that
shit.
Would
I like that or is it too like sci-fi?
It's very sci-fi.
Not that very, I hate
sci-fi.
It's very sci-fi.
But it's...
I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna
watch
put
Star
this
Wars
in a way,
before you watch Pitch Black, man.
I was just going to say, I'll put this in a way most people are going to shake their head at, but too sci-fi for me is Star Wars. Or Star Trek.
Have you... Oh, Star Trek is ridiculous, but you've never tried Star Wars at all, have you?
The original? No.
Joe, we gotta fucking chill and watch Star Trek, man. Or Star Wars. Why the fuck? Why'd you get me saying Star Trek now, you fucking asshole? They don't belong in the same sentence.
Royce, briefly, Star Wars
or Star Trek?
I like both.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm saying, you like Star Wars?
I like both.
I like Star Trek as well, but the point is like, if there was something Joe needed to see that was kind of like an essential movie to see in like our generation, life.
I know.
It's Star Wars, right? Like, the Star Trek movies are whatever. They're good. The newer ones are really good. But, right. But Star Wars is kind of like that defined a generation.
I
found out how many people like Vin Diesel. Here you go. His last movie, Furious 7, that he was in, made $353 million.
That's more.
He made seven of those?
Yep, and that's more than Guardians of the Galaxy made.
Paul Walker died,
and you know what? They got his brother in, and they CGI'd and made... they took old footage, CGI'd, and used his brother as a body double. And guess what? They're making another movie, and he's going to appear in that one as well.
They're making an
another
eight?
One, absolutely. Dude, The Rock is in it now. It's a fucking huge moneymaker. You get The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Okay, can the three of us all agree The Rock is worse, that you would avoid a film because The Rock is in
before Vin Diesel?
No, I'd watch a Rock movie before Vin Diesel.
I forgot you two faggots watch
better
wrestling.
Actor than Vin Diesel.
Dude, it has nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah, of course it does.
It has nothing to do with it. Royce, honestly, would you agree with me that The Rock is the modern day Schwarzenegger? Like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, he is the evolution of the action star.
What?
Joe, it has nothing to do with wrestling because, as a matter of fact, I fucking hate when wrestlers try to be actors.
Same here.
He's just really good. He's a better actor than Vin Diesel.
Agreed.
All right, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe I'm biased because I don't.
I'm gonna make a bold prediction right now.
The Rock has an HBO show.
Yeah, I will predict right now The Rock will win his first acting award, whether it's a Golden Globe, an Emmy, or an Oscar. He will win one before Vin Diesel. And in fact, I'll say he'll win all of those before Vin Diesel. An Oscar, an Emmy.
Hasn't been in a film in a while, and there's a reason might help. Those odds.
Oh yeah, that's
now,
right.
Help me out with this.
This is promotional stuff for the new Fast and Furious?
Was this during a recent press junket at the Comic-Con in Brazil?
Comic-Con 2016. They say somebody sat down with Vin Diesel and she conducted an interview with him for whatever local news agency she was associated with.
You were saying I got to fast forward?
Yeah, like probably.
Olá Brasil, olá você aí de casa. Hoje vocês vão ver a entrevista que eu fiz com o Vin Diesel. Ele veio aqui para fazer
CXP para
o novo filme dele que se chama Triple X, que é um daqueles filmes super de ação, correria.
Just fast forward to the end.
Wait, you're gonna love this, Royce.
Então aproveite a entrevista e depois.
Can you hear it alright? She's introing it right now.
Is it too loud? Too low?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You sure? You're gonna love this.
Yes. So you like Brazilian funk?
Yeah, I do like Brazilian funk.
It's your third time here in Brazil, right?
It's my third time here.
Where have you been here?
Rio.
Rio.
My first time in Sao Paulo.
How you like it?
I love it.
Great. We love having you here.
I love being here.
So I found out that your real name is Mark.
What the guys say something? Someone say something.
No, never heard of it.
What? What happened there?
Marco Vincenzo.
What was your first acting job?
My first acting job, I was 7 years old. And I had a gang in the streets of New York. I have 6 year olds, 7 year olds, and 8 year olds.
Wait, he was in the gangs
of
New York?
And I went into this theater, and we were vandalizing this theater.
The what?
And the woman ran the theater, and Crystal came out. And she said, if you want to play here, you come here every day at 4 p.m. I'll give you $20 a week.
She paid you.
Learn your lines and do this play called The Dinosaur Door.
Totally ignoring her.
And that's what I did.
You were a bouncer in New York while you were studying acting?
I was a bouncer for 10 years in New York.
10 years?
10 years, yeah.
And did you have lots of fights?
So many fights.
It's so dangerous, right?
It's very dangerous in New York City. A lot of my friends were killed. A lot of my friends died.
At least he's keeping the interview light.
Shit, going to New York bars these days is really dangerous. I don't know if you guys know what it was like a few years ago when everybody was dying.
He's keeping the interview light.
Hey, listen, if you went to a fucking bar a few years ago in the city to party, there was like a fucking
75% 50-50, you might die.
50-50, that's what it was. It was 50-50. I just heard that stat. 50-50 chance you were going to die in the years that Vin Diesel was bouncing.
I got to say, the fucking interviewer
might be annoying me almost as much.
Oh, no, not me. Not me. His Barry White fucking I'm trying to seduce this bitch fucking voice is
clearly
really getting on my nerves. Oh, he's trash, dude.
I mean, this is conjecture. We don't know for sure.
I would say he's probably drunk and on some kind of fucking...
So I say that.
Right, no, if I had to speculate just now on my own, just saying things baselessly, and nobody can ever take this as a fucking, you know, offensive statement, I would say that he probably drank vodka. He washed his soma down with vodka that morning before the interview. I'll just put it like that if I had to guess.
Hey, Joe, like, why did you say off air he was definitely on pills and drinking? Why you're saying something different now?
Dun,
I don't know
dun,
why.
Dun,
did I say
dun,
that?
Dun, dun.
Yeah, you said definitely. Ben Diesel is definitely.
Maybe that's why I cleared it up afterwards. That's just my opinion.
I like the disclaimer that you put out after you getting make the statement.
Well, it wouldn't make sense before.
Well, you got to say it's off the
and
record.
And then
you
also you said
say
if
it.
I say afterwards. You said if I say afterwards that it's you're not, I'm not sure, I'm lying. I'm definitely sure. You said that too.
I remember it all very, very well.
All right, so let's listen to more of this drunk fuck.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm already listening to you.
What a cunt.
While we were working, it was very dangerous, but I was able to incorporate that into my acting and into my life experience so that when I did movies...
The acting chops of a bouncer. It does show in his films, you know, the kind of range a bouncer would have acting. It absolutely shows.
He absolutely has showcased his range across the entire spectrum.
He's correct about that.
I want to see him do his, like... When's he going to do his, like, Forrest Gump role, like, where he plays, like, a retard...
When
that's actually
not.
Every movie he does.
I'll have you know many bouncers... many bouncers became actors. Mr. T, for example.
Yeah, Mr. T is a perfect example. By the way, I just want to showcase something. I'm sorry, Royce, to cut you off. Just now, Joe and I both called Vin Diesel a retard in every movie he's in. And
in different ways,
but Joe offered me the high five.
I was just so excited that we're on the same page.
I just need to let you know right now, like, I feel like I should leave right now and just go jump into traffic.
Well,
because
Joe,
I'm not going to be on a bigger high than feeling like you just said to me, high five. I was like,
I did
oh
initiate
my
it.
God.
You initiated a high five?
I know. It never happens ever.
Seriously. That's
I mean,
weird.
Like, it's at this point, it's having a kid and dying. Like, that's it.
I'm just glad I made you happy, honey.
Oh, baby, you please me all the time.
Now, I'm going to go pee-pee-pees. So, here's the mouse reading.
How many
if pees? You want to pause
hey,
it.
Can I have another beer before you go?
Yeah, I'm going to pee, too. Why don't you play some music?
Oh, shit, it's going to be all on me. All right. So, it's time for Dave.
Oh, no.
Just play music.
It's time for me and Vin Diesel.
Yeah, no, it's already 8:35. Holy shit.
30.
All right, yeah. Let's play.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but I was in a gang when I was 8.
Royce, what did you guys do?
The way he said
that. I was in the gangs in New York.
Oh.
I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened.
Wait,
I'm 8 years old,
was it
right?
In New York? Cause...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm just checking.
He was in the gangs
in New
York.
I was in a gang in New York, and then like this sure. Daniel Day-Lewis came at me with one eyeball, and he was all like, hey, you're in the gangs in New York. And I'm like, you want to go fuck back in my hotel, Brazilian person?
Are you sure you're not thinking of Hook with Dustin Hoffman? Because I don't remember an eye patch on Daniel Day-Lewis.
You're right. I was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
I'm doing what he does, just ignoring everything she said.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
That's how I felt the first hour of the show.
You're right, honey. I'm wearing Axe body spray.
I got it here in Sao Paulo.
What's that? Yeah, that's two. That's two barbed wire tattoos.
Oh, you know what?
What's that?
After we play a little bit of Fred Herbert, just a little bit.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you're a big fan of Fred Herbert.
I was going to request Smash Mouth.
Please.
Well, Dave and I were listening to a song on the way back from Hammy's last week, and he never heard it before. You know what? I never heard it before.
Until are we done with Vin Diesel? Is that it?
We're going to go. We're going to make.
All right, yeah,
we'll
come
back.
We'll
come back.
Circle.
But,
yeah.
But
it's over, folks. It's done.
But I want to play at least a little bit of this because I was never like a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan. Like I had, what was the album with Today and Disarm? Siamese Dream. Yeah, no, Melancholy was after.
Yeah.
But I never heard of the song until like the last year or two when I just happened to get the single soundtrack. But
well, that's right. I remember we talked about this for sure.
And funny enough, yeah, on the way from back from the show, like I said. Son of a bitch. And
what were we talking about?
And Billy Corgan just did an interview like last week saying the record label of the soundtrack intentionally wouldn't let this go on radio because they were afraid it would take away from Alice in Chains, which their song was
as
Wood.
The song that was obviously the and like heavy Billy Corgan said soundtrack. Yeah.
But like Billy Corgan said, and I don't often agree with him, but they would have been fine, Alice in Chains, had they let.
Right,
you would
it
think
have
he
only
said,
helped sell more copies of the soundtrack.
You would think the label would go, oh, we got two awesome songs to play, but no, they buried
That's
it.
That's not how it works. You and I both know it's a giant thing where it's like, oh, you're being kept off until next year before your new album releases. They shelf you. They don't,
this
unless
is one
until
of the
you're.
Did
yeah,
I already
exactly.
Give you one?
No. Until you get shelved for a long time until everybody at the label feels like you're ready for your next one or whatever it is, or you're ready for your first one. And in the meantime, they push their own fucking people relentlessly. It's ridiculous.
We're going to, yeah. No, I know. We're going to play that. But before we do, we're going to play a little bit of the Fred Herbert. Just a little
Whoa.
Bit. Okay.
Wow.
I'm just getting the correct. There's my correct screen region. There it is. This is what happens when you don't have a producer.
Oh.
Or when you're your own producer, rather.
Are you saying that I don't produce?
No, you do. You produce good talk.
Oh, thank you.
When you're talking to the microphone.
I produce good talk into the microphone.
All right. Here's some Fred Herbert and some Smashing Pumpkins. You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show live on morelikeradio.com with special guest Royce Lopez of Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce right here on More Like Radio. Back in a few.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas. Assholes.
In every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the
Herbert.
That will be on your own front door.
Christmas, happy new year.
Hello, good afternoon, NCR.
Your brother's in jail.
My brother's in jail?
Yes.
My brother, you know my brother, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to call me, my brother's a police officer, and you're going to tell me that he's currently in jail?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to know your name and where you're getting this information from. That way I can call 23 Division and let them know that something's going on, because I talked to him this morning and everything was fine.
He had sex with a minor.
Pardon me? Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
Remember, our calls are recorded. So remember, you're calling an anonymous and technology is really grand nowadays where I can pinpoint where you are. So you're telling me my brother did what?
Let's start this again.
Okay, go ahead.
Your brother is in jail.
I get that part. And he said something else after that that I want to write down to tell 23 Division, and Special Constable Robinson, so he knows about this information. So brother in jail. Yeah, for what, sir?
He had sex with a minor.
With a minor. Okay, so you're calling me and telling me my brother's in jail because he had sex with a minor.
Yes. Okay. Aggravated sexual assault with a child under the age of 14. Does he do that a lot to other people? Huh?
What else information you have, sir?
My name is Fred Herbert.
So you're saying my brother's in jail. Is
Fred
your brother
Herbert.
In jail for that? Because my brother's not in jail for having sex with a minor. And you're really a disgusting person. You should go and repent yourself for saying these things on a recorded line, knowing that you can get in trouble for these things. It doesn't make sense. If it's the wrong number, I get it. But for you to continuously call in and have these remarkable things to say coming out of your mouth, brother in jail, had sex with a minor, bestiality, aggravated sex with a child under 14 years old. Like, where do you stop? Where do you go? Do you sleep at night knowing that that's okay? And
can
if
I get some
minor,
help,
would
please?
There be minor on the other side? Like, do you really sit down and understand what you're saying and what you're doing?
Can I get some help, please?
No, I don't need to talk anymore in your recorded line. I don't want you to call the office because now I'm going to send it to the president. Before, it was all fun and games because you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to call in. But now you're getting to a point where you're kind of getting assaulted to people. I don't really care. Wow. But let me notate the account. You can say wow all you like because you're the one on the line that's very disgusting, sir. And I'll say it again, you're disgusting for what you do. So let me notate the – no, yeah, this time. Let me write down all the information you're giving me. You're calling in anonymous. I know every time you've called in, we do have a call log, so we can trace that every single time. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to drive down there to break your fucking neck.
Okay. Whenever you get ready to.
You fucking nut.
Whenever you get ready to. When you come in.
I'm a bail bondsman, so I can get away with it.
Okay. Well, when you come in.
I'll see you in a while.
Okay. You know where I'm at? I want to give you the address. You need my address?
Where do you live?
9535 Forest Lane, Suite 114. Come on.
Oh, we'll be right there.
I can beat the living shit out of you. Let Jesus fix it for you.
Asshole.
You gotta be outside your mind.
I have no idea why I'm so high, but...
Huh?
Huh?
What did you say?
Next felon with a firearm.
You a what?
I am pretty damn high.
You high?
Constantly.
You gotta go somewhere and pray.
What do you want for Christmas?
Go pray.
Huh?
What I want for Christmas?
Yes.
I don't want anything. I'm blessed to be alive, and God is so good to me. I don't want anything.
Walnuts.
I want to be able to just continue to praise God through it all. That's all.
I'll give you a bestiality.
What?
Aggravated sexual assault with a horse. Is that something you want to do?
That is so nasty. Why would you... That's nasty.
Can
we
have sex?
Human life.
I'm gonna fuck you.
It ain't right.
Huh?
That's not of God. That's not of God.
I would like to put my white dick in your brown ass.
Oh Lord, let me hang up. You're going too far. Bye.
All right, homie.
All right, have a good one.
Felon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I would like to put my white dick in your brown ass.
Is that crazy guy calling again, Lena?
Hello.
Nobody can make money on a bail bond except Fred Herbert.
back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. That is Drowned by the Smashing Pumpkins. Now, Royce, have you ever heard that?
Have I heard? I'm sorry? This song? No.
It's pretty fucking good, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's very good. I've never heard it before.
And again, that's the thing. It should be more popular. And again, I'm not a giant Smashing Pumpkins fan, but it's fucking great. Speaking of fucking great, Dennis must be divorced or something because he's actually contributing to the show. And
oh, yeah,
it's amazing. That fucking
that
Photoshop
fantastic.
Is great. It's good to have you back, Dennis. I hope your divorce lasts. That's fucking perfect.
That's Joe, everybody.
Dave, you can tell everyone why you're laughing.
I'm laughing because Joe...
During the break.
Oh, what?
You can tell him.
No, you can tell him. You do it to yourself.
I ran up by Dave first. I went, is it an asshole thing to say if I go, Dennis must be like on some kind of break with his wife because... He's actually contributing funny shit to the show. He's here too, and
I was just happy to see.
And Dave said, "No, that's a dick thing. Don't say that." And I agree with Dave. And then I turned the mic on, and I did I did what I wasn't gonna do.
And then I did it anyway. You can jerk.
Which explains every show, really, Dave. If you think about it, there's always one of those moments.
There's always at least one moment of just dickheadery.
Dennis knows I love him. What, Royce?
I don't know why you ever bother saying don't say this on air. I'm always like, why are you telling me it's going to happen anyway and you're going to do it? And it's like,
I know, but I do get, like, I swear to you, it was only a minute ago, but when I was talking to Dave about it, in my head, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I'm not going to.
No.
But then we come back and the mics are on and I'm like, no, I have to.
It was brilliant.
I'm not saying it's brilliant, but.
No, it was brilliant. You can be fair.
Oh, fuck.
And Joe's like fucking, what was his name? The dude who was the king in fucking 300. You will find I can
Leonidas.
Be fair. No, who was the guy Leonidas was talking to? Xerxes. You will
Xerxes.
Find I can be fair. Primo Jose, we all loved you, baby.
Oh, thank you for the reassurance.
That's right.
I wasn't sure until just
you know it.
All right. Now, are we done with Vin Diesel? Have we seen him drunk enough?
I think that... I mean, I was done with it, but I mean, like, if... You tell me.
Well, you said... Because you were checking this clip out earlier. He kind of, like... He gets close to the interviewer? Was that...
Oh, yeah. No, at the very end, he gets all up in her all right, shit.
Can
like,
you,
uncomfortably. All right,
can you tell me where to fast forward to?
All
about?
The way to, like, the last... Probably 45 seconds of the actual
also,
video.
where do you find a button-up shirt like that doesn't have sleeves?
I mean, seriously, where'd you go to H&M to do this interview, you motherfucker?
What the fuck? Did he get that shirt from Lane Bryant and just cut the sleeves off?
It's a woman's extra medium.
Yeah. He looks like he should be riding a mechanical bull.
Those fuck fucking you, Vin sunglasses Diesel. Indoors.
Oh, why are you sitting there indoors? He's like, yeah, I'm so cool. I can't see anything.
Fucking aviators and shit. Fuck him.
Fucking douchebag. Like, who does he think he is?
Oh, all there right. We go. I got to see. All right, right around there, Joe. I think that's where you get.
Yeah,
right.
Let me go
there.
A little bit before, though.
Yeah, so we get. Okay, perfect.
Right. Like, you can't even do an interview with her because you're just like, da, 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 da.
Oh, no.
Right or wrong? Oh, my God. Guys, someone save me. When did this turn into Beautiful World? When did this turn into the most gorgeous girl in Brazil? When did this turn into I love you?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
She's like, please, Jesus, let me out of here.
That was
fucking uncomfortable. Like, horribly uncomfortable.
Holy shit.
You think, no, do you think she fucked him? She probably fucked him. It's still Vin Diesel.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a valid question.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably fucked her.
I can virtually guarantee he did before, and that's the reason why she was so passive to him just now. She was like, yeah, just don't let him hug me again, because motherfucker's a piece of shit.
What a weirdo.
Dave, you want to pull up that story you sent me on your laptop to read?
Yes. Where was it? On Facebook chat or what?
You put it in there, yeah.
Nice.
I put it in there. You bet your ass I did.
Now, while you do that, I'm looking to see if there's any video of this. You said there was... images, at least.
Well, no. I thought there was a video there at the bottom. I might be mistaken, but I was pretty sure there was a video at the bottom of that one.
I do not see one, sir. Well,
who is they, sir?
Well, if you can give the listeners
a glimpse of what we're talking about, at least.
All right. So there's an article that's trending right now, and if you haven't heard about it, you need to know all about it. There's a guy in Japan. I believe it's not Hokkaido. Well, let me pull up the article just so I can give you guys an idea of exactly what it is. I want to give you guys a proper geographical, you know, mapping on this. Yes. Police in Kyoto. It wasn't Hokkaido. Police in Kyoto, Japan, have arrested a man long suspected of fondling his nipples while leering at schoolgirls riding the subway.
How do you fondle your nipples?
You must play with them. You gently,
softly.
Yeah, just, maybe he goes around the areola and then occasionally like pinches the nipple like how you would
tongue and clit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, but
I figured I'd put it in normal people terms.
Thank you. Because to be fair, I think most people are like, I don't know how you could possibly fondle a nipple. Like, yeah. What the hell?
Especially your own.
Yeah. I mean, like, Toshihiro Fujikuma was on some, groundbreaking shit. He's 33 years old. He was charged last month with suspicion of indecent exposure after he allegedly exposed the lower half of his body to two teenage girls while on a train. Fujikuma, a welfare caseworker.
Hold on. How teenage? 14 or 18?
We don't know yet, actually. That's a very good question. Fujikuma, Royce, you're going to love this. He's a welfare caseworker in Rito City. I think I'm supposed to say Little City, but they tried to make it like English. So they made it Rito City. Who was fired from his job after his arrest, admitted to the charges, police said. He told investigators he was, quote, stressed and had sexual motivations, according to TokyoReporter.com, which is basically like Google over there for those people. He was released on bail pending further investigation. Though Fujikuma was accused of flashing his bottom half, he was notorious all over Japan as Nipple Man or Nipple Geezer. Okay, so they
saw that film, Nipple Man.
They caught the notorious Nipple Geezer. Okay,
after all this
right
time,
before Christmas, they got the Nipple Geezer.
Well, Scooby-Doo had him figured out from the
beginning. They sure did. Yeah. They pulled the fucking mask off the old man, and it turned out it was fucking Fujikuma.
It was the Nipple Man.
It was the Nipple Man. Numerous internet photos show a man identified as Fujikuma playing with his nipples while looking at women on trains. Fondling one's nipples while wearing a shirt isn't illegal in Japan, thank God.
That's not illegal, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Once they start drawing the lines of playing with your nipples while you're wearing a shirt, I mean, like, realistically, it all goes downhill.
I'm fucking absolutely sick of this Big Brother New World Order we live in where a man can't play with his nipples on a train.
Because the next thing you know, they're going to tell you you can't even ride the train if you have nipples. And I fucking find it offensive. But it was disconcerting to the woman who witnessed his activities.
Witnessed or was being stared at while he touched his nipples?
I think that's the more appropriate way of putting it, but the article tried to be a little bit more PC and friendly. Fujikuma first became known as Nipple Man in July of 2013. So just so you guys had any questions about it, he is the real Nipple Man. The one who we all read about in July of 2013.
I was confused.
Well, according to the Daily Beast, he's the real Nipple Man. So that's when a woman tweeted, "This jerk is playing with both his nipples while staring at my face. The way he stares, it's creepy, right?" Okay, so realistically, I feel like nobody's ever looked at you and jerked off in their entire life, you ugly fucking monster with your titties hanging out of some
kind
of sweater.
In other words, she should be grateful.
Right? I mean, like, the way he stares, it's creepy, right? It's creepy. You know what's creepy? Did you see the video, Royce? I'm sure you saw it on Facebook. The video of that security guard at the San Diego Chargers game last week jerking off while staring at the fucking cheerleaders.
Holy shit, Joe, have you seen this?
No, wait,
dude,
what are you guys talking about?
They hire a private security firm to work the games for the Chargers. Thank you, Royce. That would be fucking phenomenal. You got to see this. They hire
football to know this, right?
No. Private security firm hires people. Picture security guard. You're going to see it. Security guard, cheerleaders. Let your imagination go wild and think for a second that you have it figured out. But when you watch this video, you're going to say,
creepy security guard?
When I say creepy, I'm talking 35,000 people, 40,000 people in the stadium watching you creepy, and probably a couple hundred thousand more at home watching you super fucking creepy. People took video of it with their phones and then tweeted it online and shit, and it's fantastic.
I sent you the link in Facebook from TMZ, okay?
Alrighty. You're going to love this, dude.
It has the video.
He's not a nipple geezer. He's way worse than a nipple geezer. He doesn't wait till he's on a train to play with his nipples. This motherfucker waits till he's on the sideline next to the cheerleaders to play with something else.
Let's see. Oh, okay. There he is.
And this is very much a visual for anybody who's listening right now.
And by the way, this is a centered one. The one on Facebook wasn't even blurred out.
Oh, yeah. The Facebook one wasn't blurred out at all. I shared that the day it happened, the day after it happened, and it was like clear as day. And then it got pulled down and became private.
What the?
Not even trying to hide it.
Oh, he's jerking himself off over
straight
his
up
pants.
In his
while
pants
looking
pocket.
At the cheerleaders.
Look, the cheerleaders are hot in San Diego. We get it, but what are you doing?
Does he think because his glove is black and his pants are black that
I think he actually thinks that nobody was going to notice him?
He's
staring at the cheerleaders like awkward.
His glove is
Believe me, I saw enough. And yeah. I couldn't hear you over the clip. What'd you say, Royce?
No, it's his hands are in his pocket.
Oh, he's clearly...
Oh, I thought it was over the... Okay, but it's clear he's jerking himself
off. He's clearly jerking off. And he got fired, actually. I read an update about that the day after it happened Sunday, that whole incident. Monday, he was already fired. And the firm that provided security immediately said, not only is he gone, but we don't condone that type of activity. And it's like, oh, you don't condone motherfuckers jerking off next to the fucking cheerleaders? Like, really, you need to tell us that? Like, we kind of understand your company's...
I thought it was okay until now.
You would figure it would be for a private security firm that fucking does NFL games. But no, it's not. And there you have it. But for those of you wondering about the notorious nipple man...
I am.
Other victims posted their own photos. The consensus was that he was skeevy, but harmless. But his alleged turn to buttocks flashing brought trouble. He was mooning people, in case you didn't get that. Kyoto police said that they suspected him in several other acts of public indecency, according to the Daily Beast, which is basically like the Inquirer for the UK. The arrest surprised Rito City Mayor Masahiro Nomura, who told the reporters, "He can't hide just how shocked I am." For a city official to lose his trust to this horrible act, according to newsonjapan.com, which sounds very credible as well. That's like newsonamerica.com.
See, if it was japan.ja, I'd be more trusting.
Government site.
Right.
Maybe your website has some like...
Or is it...
I only use North Korea's websites. I'm sorry.
.nk?
That's all I go to. North Korean websites, nothing else.
You know what? That's the way to do it, dude.
That's where you find the best shit.
Look, our supreme leader has already decided what is and is not appropriate for us. I don't need to fucking censor my own internet. He knows.
We should move over there. We'll take Joe. We'll tell him that Joe's a big Hollywood star, and I'll
be
the master.
Sorry, can I just ask why you're talking about me like I'm not here?
Well, no, because this is part of our plan, and it includes you, but Royce is talking to me at the moment.
So, Joe, well,
you're
Joe,
here,
you're
though.
The talent. You're the talent.
Yeah,
the idea men are talking.
Just
the idea men are talking.
Royce, just the talent. Just
yeah. You're the talent.
Does that
the
noise
idea
mean just placate me? Okay. All right.
Royce, tell me what we're going to do.
The idea men are talking. So, we send Joe. We go over there with Joe because, you know, they just want big movie stars over there, right?
Absolutely.
We'll have, what's his name? Jay Baruchel. We'll say Joe is Jay Baruchel. They're not going to check, right? Because he looks just like him. And then we'll get into North Korea. You will have not only the biggest, but the only radio show in North Korea.
Boom.
I believe it'll be on air for 4 seconds before I'm shot and killed.
It'll be called Our Supreme Leader's Favorite Show.
But baby, I get 10% first, so that doesn't matter.
I love it, dude. This is how you get a great agent like Royce to make money internationally,
I'm a
bro.
Shark. I'm dude. A shark. I work for you, Joe.
10% well spent.
Wow. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, shit.
Also, I have this thing that's totally not a will. Sign it for me real quick.
Look, buddy, I'm not going to sign anything without my realtor looking it over first.
His realtor.
Joke's on you, pal. I'm happily divorced.
7 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. Fred Armisen. Wow. I didn't even fucking pick up on that. Wow.
Oh, fuck.
Beautiful.
I don't want to go into it, but my wife's uterus, it kind of recoils back like a vacuum cleaner cord. But I don't want to go into it, so I'll just tell you.
You don't
want to
talk about it because of privacy reasons.
Right. Because of privacy reasons. Oh, shit. All right, we're going to get out of here. This was
fun,
an
guys.
Extremely fun night. Royce, thanks so much, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I had a fucking blast. Thanks, guys.
Lois Lopez, good evening to you.
Hey, look, now you don't have to drive home, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
It's great. Yeah. Now I can post the show, and I will post the last 2 weeks as well. Hammy's gear.
Oh, I have an idea. Joe, closing thoughts for your neighbor upstairs to like you.
Uh-huh.
Go knock on the door and get one of those little bows that you'll put on a Christmas present and buy them a doorstop. And be like, here you go. Merry Christmas.
Perfect. Well, I feel a blossoming friendship with the neighbors coming. Thank you so much, Royce.
Awesome.
All right, thanks for listening. You can check out Royce, of course, on Dutch and Royce, Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern, and Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, right here on More Like Radio. Thanks
guys.
For listening, guys. Have a good holiday.
The angels were singing in the sun. Yeah, you know the one. Are you singing along? Thought I'd know just what to do. That it'd be how I wanted it to be. Stay.